It is your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Nick and I recently went on a mandate to see an exhibit at Orlando Museum of Art. Shortly after we arrived, my buddy made a passing comment that stopped me in my tracks. He didn't mean to blindside me, but what he proposed really surprised me, to the point that I needed to organize my thoughts and feelings. Listen in and learn how I dealt with a little shocking news from my podcast partner. You surprised me.
I did, and I didn't mean to, but you brought up Art Basel. So we were at OMA, and you brought up Art Basel, and you're like, oh, we should go. And I was like, oh, okay, when is it? Yeah. December. And I had this idea in the back of my head that, and I think I figured it out. I think December 13th is our 1,000th episode.
Wow.
So yeah, I was like, you know.
Hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And so, you know, not so much what are we doing here, what are we doing next?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because I think one thing that has happened since the pandemic has gotten, say, it's gotten safer to go out and stuff like that. We've started hanging out outside of recording.
Yeah.
Because at first that's all we were doing.
Yeah.
Other than photo shoots.
Which were fun too, though.
Yeah. And, you know, we did the show last year and then we just started like, oh, let's just. Have we ever had lunch?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
stuff like that. And now I'm like, okay. And 1,000 is a good number. And, you know, whether we go back and data mine the episodes for like our first book together or something along those lines, because there's a lot of nuggets in there.
There's a lot of stuff in there. And you know, okay, so for those who are confused, when we were in the in Orlando Museum of Art and I mentioned Art Basel and I said, hey, maybe we should go, Nick said, oh, yeah. Well, we can have our last podcast episode there. We can do it there.
We can do our, yeah.
And I said, our last
excuse me?
Podcast episode? And I felt like the girlfriend who had just been told, you know something? I'm a little tired of you.
Maybe we should just be friends.
Maybe we should, yeah. well, here's the thing. And as I mentioned before, I am really great at accepting change a little while after that change.
Yeah.
You know, like at first I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm okay. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I love doing this and we have fun. But what I love is having conversation with you, hanging out with you. And it's not like this is something that the world is demanding of us in this format. And I think there's a lot of other cool things we can do. So.
Yeah. For sure.
So we'll do that. And I say that rather than take your daily dose and make it something else. It is this thing. And we've stretched it a little bit by bringing in some guests, which were delightful.
Yeah.
Most of them from SAC. And let's talk about that because
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, the URL that I registered is with Bob and Nick. It's not your daily dose.
Oh, that's
just with Bob and Nick. So it could be anything with Bob and Nick.
Why do I, but I don't always have to be first is the thing in that.
Well,
thing.
In the URL you do. I'm not going to go register with Nick and Bob. I'm going to leave that for another team of Nicholas and Robert who are doing something out
good.
There somewhere.
All right. That's good. Okay, I like that though. Okay, so that works, right?
Yeah.
Because it can be anything with us, which makes me dream of wild imaginings.
Yeah.
Things that could be very different.
Potential.
Oh, is that Italian?
I have no idea.
It sounded Italian.
Perfect. That's what I was going for.
You are so Epcot. But that was what started our adventure in that museum. And
kind of a low note.
Well, no, but you know something? It was in that I was surprised. And then I started going, well, how long has he been thinking about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is the thing. Before anyone says, hey, I think, you know, it's time to.
Maybe we should end things.
That you've been thinking about it and almost maybe even winding up to it to say, well, I should say something about it at this point. And then you didn't. And then you didn't. And then there's that moment, right? And it's like, well, guess what? If there probably wasn't a better moment to offer the concept. And ultimately, we'll figure it out. But I have one request.
Yeah.
Not 1,000. It can be any number except
1,000. So 1,001, 999.
Right?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Because
right.
Because that feels so like, oh, we're on 1,000 episodes. Oh. You know, I'd rather it be, you know.
Do you want to do your rants like this on 1,000
episodes? 637. Did I do that?
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. It's interesting to think about what the next stage of a relationship looks like when you have a creative component to it, like I do with Bob. It makes me wonder if we should look at all relationships this way. What's next? hang on, I just thought about that more. Not a great idea. You need some relationships that are evolving and some you can rely on to stay consistent. Wait, I thought about it again. You need one relationship to be the same and consistent, and then every other relationship changes every 3 to 6 weeks. Now that sounds right. Have a great day.